Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're sign out the correlation between the feelings, between the mental feelings of the chayla and recuperation. The physical to mental is old news. The correlation. Here you have a sick person. Rabbi Kiva swept a little and he said, "You saved my life." Rabbi Kiva took him literally. Rabbi Kiva said, "If you're not mevaker chaylim, you have blood on your hands for not visiting the chayla." Which the hepech, I don't know why Rabbi Kiva said it belush and shlila, Manny. A little bit it bothers me why Rabbi Kiva said it in the negative. He said, "If you're not mevaker a chayla, you're shayfech damim." Clearly, in the story, Rabbi Kiva was criticizing, because in this story, it says that the chum didn't go on. Rabbi Kiva was criticizing darash l'chayra directed at the chachamim. There was like a story here. The chachamim held mechatesi. Nope, let him be. Rabbi Kiva goes and sweeps up, and the guy said, "Rabbi, you saved my life." Darash Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva leaves there and darshans. If you're not mevaker chayim, you have shvichas dam. You're a murderer.
Even though Rabbi Kiva went.
It's funny, even though Rabbi Kiva went, so what does it matter if they don't go? I hear what you're asking. But if he wouldn't have gone, it's funny, he says, "Kol mish, if you, whoever doesn't go," it's funny, if somebody else goes, does that save it? I hear you, Shaila. Right, there's a lot to ask. I don't know.
It's
more
intent to murder than they actually did murder.
So Aliyo said, "They have blood. You didn't know I'd save the day. So you're a shayfich dam. Kol mish ein mevaker chaylim. Kilu shayfich dam, you have shvichas dam, and you're risking his life." Leo, even if somebody goes, but you didn't know somebody would go. I don't know. Yesh ladin. But that's Rabbi Kiva darshans. So avada, it could be, by the way, just the taking care of the needs, the sweeping. I suspect, Avi, that more than the physical little needs, you bring a care package, you make sure he has, is the mentally that he's taken care of. Anybody knows somebody in the hospital feels, we've all been there, feels like the world goes on and I moved off the world. People have this in rehab and people have this in hospitals. The world's like happening and you're like disconnected from the world. And if people keep going on and don't visit you, it's like it doesn't matter. I left the world and nobody cares. And Rabbi Kiva took time out and went to visit. He said, "You saved my life." He, of course, Rabbi Kiva tended to his needs, and if you're not mivakar, it's a shvichas damim of somebody not counting and not caring about him. The mental aspect of healing, that mental matters so much to healing. The Gemara in Baba Kama says we know if a mazik damages a nizik, he's chayav five things. Avala, we learned he's chayav nezek, tsar, ripui, shevis, and baishas. Damage. Tsar, the pain, ripoy, doctor bills, sheves, the missed work, and baishas, the busha. Let's say the mazik is a doctor. He's a roife. And the doctor says, "I'm a doctor." The mazik says, "Ich bin a doctor. So why should I pay for doctor bills? I'll heal you. I'll do the surgery. Why should I pay for your surgery? I'll do the surgery." Could the mazik say to the nizik, "I'll do the surgery"? Says the Gemara, the nizik could say, "No, I want the money." So the mazik says, why? What do you mean I'll pay? I'll do it myself. You want the money. So the nizik says to the mazik, "Dami say like arba arba. To me, you're like a wild lion. You're an animal. I don't trust you." Explains the Rishonim, the Rush explains, "What do you mean I don't trust you? He's the best doctor in the country." It means that if you don't believe it's going to work, it won't be effective, the medicine. Because the nizik is not going to be optimistic. He doesn't exactly see that guy as a gutta, and he doesn't trust him. He inflicted the damage. So he says, "I don't have confidence in you. It's not going to work." And he could say, "La halacha, I refuse to get healed by you. I'm not confident. To me, you're a wild guy." You see, the mental aspect has a tremendous relevance. Nagei la halacha. And the medicine practically won't work because the chayla feels, "I don't trust you," and it's not going to work. The physical, there's a tremendous correlation between the mental and the physical, obviously. And here, where Rebbe was mevaker, where Kiva was mevaker chayla, and he said, "Rebbe Yechisani, you saved my life." And Rebbe Kiva took it literally. He said, "Kol mi she'ena mevaker as a chayla is a shvichas damim. There's a shvichas damim not to be mevaker a chayla." I have tremendous appreciation that Schiff, I must mention, he's not here. This is not flattery. He's not here. Nachum Wolf, he told me, repeated, came, I think, three times. He came with guys, kept coming back. Meishler was there. Shmuel Weiss kept bringing crews. Tremendous Indian. Rebbe Yechisani. Rebbe, you brought me to life. He told me they, Avi Friedman's quote was, they saved my, he doesn't, I don't think he knows the Gemara Nedarim yet, that mem. He said, Rebbe, they saved my life. They kept coming, gave me chiyus and chizuk. He felt, he counted it in his mind, they saved his life. It reminded me of this Gemara, Rebbe Yechisani, you gave me life, you saved my life. Avadi, you go there, you bring a goodie, you bring a chocolate bar. It says in Bikivi here, like swept up. He took care of the needs. Did he mean because it was a little messy that he would have died? It means the neglect. And it could be it was fatal, by the way. Being in a predicament and feeling helpless, that affects the refuah, of course. This inyan of being mevaker chayla. One of the inyanim of being mevaker chayla is the prayer after. It's mevor and reshainim. It's mevor in the Gemara. I'll tell you Gemara in the Dharm. The Ramban, the Ramah brings it la'alacha. The Ramah says if you visit a chayla and don't daven after, you're not yaitse biker chaylam. Where's that mevuah, Yosef? Because the Gemara Nedarim says, the Gemara on Daf Mem, there's a whole Gemara about biker chaylam. And the Gemara says, I'll read you the Gemara. Amar Reb Shisha Breder Rev Idi. Reb Shisha Breder Rev Idi says, Le'lisid inish k'tzira, a person should not, a katsira is a sick person. Don't go to the sick person like betlashay kadmaisa, not the first 3 hours of the day, like betlashay basraisidiyam, not the last 3 hours of the day. Don't visit a chayla, really sick person, don't visit the first 3 hours, that don't visit the last. Why not? So it says, kiyech le'lisach daite min rachmi. In order that you shouldn't give up, and tlashay kadmaisa revach daite basraisa tachiv cholshe. The first 3 hours of the day, a chayla looks great. He just woke up. The tendency is he looks great the first 3 hours, so you're not going to daven so hard, madcha. You come in, the guy looks great, like he's doing gevaldig. So you won't pray, don't visit the first 3 hours of the day. The last 3 hours of the day, the guy looks so Shrek that you give up, you're not going to pray hard. I quit. You're going to give up. He's. There's no way he's going to survive. See, you visit, the optimal hours of visiting are after the first three and before the last three. In between those, baini, baini, that's the best time to visit because it will elicit the best prayers. So you see from the Gemara that the purpose of, one of the purposes of Bikur Chaylim is to daven. It elicits prayer. You come back, you daven to see your chaver. It's amazing. The whole week, I definitely thought a lot about Avi. You go to him. Of course, you're thinking about Avi. It's a big presence in the Beis Medrash. It's a big part of the yeshiva, an important guy in the yeshiva. But you go visit. It's like striking. You see your powerful friend. It was like, I just saw him ripped, lifting weights. And then you see him lying in bed in a neck brace in pain. It brings out prayers. It causes you to daven. And one of the purposes of Bikur Chaylim is to pray. And anybody who does Bikur Chaylim, we should go. And these are the two purposes of Bikur Chaylim. The noticing the Chayla, that he matters. You stop your life and you go to the Chayla. Always be Mevaker Chaylim. Go Bikur Chaylim, your friend's sick. People, Claire, what do I say? It's nothing to do with saying anything. It's saying, I'm here with you. My life didn't just continue on and I'm just like living my things. My life stops and I'm with you. That's what it says. When you mevaker a chayla. So one person is the Rebbe Yechisani. Now, of course, you can tend to a need, bring him his favorite drink, bring him a chocolate bar. Of course, like Rebbe, it says Rebbe Kiva swept the floor. It says Rebbe Kiva, the great Rebbe Kiva swept the floor. Of course, you could tend to his needs as much as we could care for his needs. But the point is that he's noticed and cared for. That's one inyan of Bikur Chaylam. And the second inyan of Bikur Chaylam is the prayer. We've discussed this many times, Avila. Why can't you just pray and not be mevaker? So that we said, the way we work, it's bizarre. If we don't see it, it's hard to be real by us. It's hard to pray real, David. It's interesting. You'd think if the main purpose is prayer, so just pray. But when you see it, it becomes real by you. It's like in it's present, it's real in you, and your prayer comes out, your stark, stark prayer. There is a very big inyan in praying next to the chayla. Don't be careful. Don't let the chayla feel if it's going to hurt his confidence. It says Hashem al eres davoy. Hashem is by the foot, is right by the bed of a sick person. The Shechina's there. It's very important. You mevake chayla, speak in a proper way. The Shechina's right there. It says Hashem sits right by the bed of a chayla. There's a big inyan of tefillas by the bed, by the place of the chayla. But you have to be careful. If your tefillas dishearten the chayla, that don't do. But sometimes you take the chayla's hands and let's say a kapitel together. There is a tremendous inyan of davening right by the chayla, because it says the Rabbanu Shlom, it's a place of Ashra Sashrina. The Gemara speaks out that Hashem is by Eres Davoy, it brings Psukim, that Hashem is by the bed, the Eres is the bed, the meat, the Davoy of sick people B'tzar, and it says specifically that God is there. If there's Ashra Sashrina by a chayla, by a serious chayla, there's Ashra Sashrina there, the Rabbanu Shlom is right there. And as such, it is a makam tefillah. It's a place to daven. You want to daven for other things. You could daven too. Don't dishearten the chayla. Be careful that the prayers. So you go at a good time, auspicious for prayer. Don't go at a time that's going to cause you not to daven because you're miyayish. Or a time that won't bring out that he's really sick. But you go to the chayla. Of course, the care and the concern for the chayla that one shows. And of course, the prayer that elicits. But bikur chaylim is a mitzvah. The first, we find you're being like Hashem. Every yid is supposed to be godly. Hashem was mevaker chayla Avram Avinu. It's very, very interesting that at the beginning of Vayera, we know that Hashem was mevaker chayla Avram Avinu. And it says Hashem appears to him. And then Avram Avinu leaves. Now it doesn't say what God said to Avram Avinu. Very like bizarre. Hashem comes to Avram Avinu. Then Avram says, God, I got to go. And he does Hachnasas Archim. Doesn't say what Hashem said to Avram Avinu. And the Pashtus is the point is not what you say. The point is your presence. Point is your presence. Together, I'm there with you. Sophisticated people learn in relationship is less what you say than two people are together. My analogy, Avi, is my analogy. If you ever have the chance to be with a Rebbe, I went with my son Moshe to my Rebbe. Reb Johnny is out with my Rebbe. If you ever want to really chap a rain, when you're with somebody you love, and I hang out with Yair Cohn, it's not, you don't, the verdict is, let me, you know you're not close. Like, let me, Rebbe, you know, somebody like concocts a fake question. Rebbe, why do, you know, you ask, like, could Hashem make a rock that he can't lift? Like, if you have a relationship, you don't need to concoct a fake question. You actually just want to be with your Rebbe. When I went in with my, I it seems like I'm going to have the opportunity in Eretz Yisrael to go to Rav Shaul Alter. It seems like I'm going to have that schus with Maishi. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael to be with our guys. There's not other kavanas. I'm going to be with our guys. There are years I don't get to go to the Kaisel. You could say, how do you go to Eretz? I'm going to be with our guys. I'm going to Rav Shaul Alter. I need to is to be with my son. My son arranged it. Maishi arranged it. He knows I love Rav Shaul Alter. He arranged it. It's a big zechus. I'm going to be with my shi with Rav Shaul Alter. In being with Rav Shaul Alter, I'm scared. I look up to him. I admire him. But I assure you, I won't go. And that experience is not going to be, I'm not going to ask him. Well, Rav Shaul, you know, ask him some concocted question. I'm not going to. I'm actually going. I'm going to feel his presence. I want to be in his presence. And I'm going to thank him. I like his shiurim. And then whatever happens, I don't know. Maybe we'll just both sit there and I have nothing to say. I'm not going to prepare too much because I want to be there. My analogy, even people go to kfaris, people go to graveyards, and they like prepare what they want to pray, and in many ways you hurt the experience. You're going to a place where a big tzaddik was buried. I tell people, go there and find out about the tzaddik and see what hits you. Somebody goes, go to the kever and be present. You could come so like overly prepared and scripted that you don't soak in the experience. I try by Beis HaKfaris Lahabdil, between Lai Tzadik. I try by Yabes HaKfaris not to prepare what I'm praying for, and I see what happens, and I've had fascinating stories. At different kfarim, different things pop in my mind. Let the experience move you. Just be present. And at different kfarim, different things happen. And you'll find that. You'll see it. That's what goes on. I have interesting stories of what occurs to you at the kever, where you're moved, where you're brought. Be less scripted and be present to the situation. A guy is going to a Rebbe. You have the opportunity to see a gadol. There's nothing wrong with having a question. And sometimes you just need it for your own security. You feel so like nervous, so you come with a question. I'm not like ripping that, but the best thing is to be present to the circumstances, to be present and to be there. To come be mevaker, Hashem is mevaker Avram, the chayla. It doesn't say what Hashem said to Avram. That wasn't the point. It was biker chaylam. It would almost take away. He didn't have it. It wasn't like, oh, and Hashem said to him. The Biker Chayim in the Torah, you hear what I'm saying, Manny? The source of Biker Chayim in the Torah, there are no words.
Delicious.
I think that is delicious. Because it wasn't what he said, Hashem. Hashem was with Avram. The words almost take away. Hashem was there. And it's not even what Hashem said. What he's like. People go to visit Nichum Avelim. And they want to say like the coolest zug. Avi, people go to Nichum Avelim. They want to say like the coolest thing. Like say the most powerful thing is I'm here. Is I'm here to say the big zug. To say like the starkest zug. That's not the word. The word is I'm here. The word is I'm here. I feel you. I'm with you. I'm here. Mask him. What? When he did Biker Chaylim, that's amazing. A mice. That was what after many months. After hell.
No. In a few weeks that he was still in the hospital.
Wow. And he woke up. The Rebbe was there, and the Rebbe said, "Rest."
He said his name, which is a Shane Black.
Yeah.
And he said, "Rest." I'm saying to him.
This mamish amaisa rab, the Novominsk was by Revezi's father. Revezi's father was in a coma for a while, and he woke up, saw the Novominsk there, and he like wanted it. Novominsk said, "Norbert, rest, like I came to. I'm here. Don't worry. Like you don't have to talk. You don't have pressure. I'm here with you." So I think by Biker Chaylim it's that way. By somebody Nichum Avelim, it's that way. The strongest thing is not what we say, it's that we're there, we're saying everything. Often what we say could take away. People want to say like a wise guy, some smart zug. Now, I'm not saying not to say something. By the way, being with Rebbeim, sometimes the best thing is it. I visit my Rebbe, I wanted to just be near my Rebbe. It wasn't like to ask a sticky question, I want a good story later. It'll be geschmack to have a good story. But the deeper thing is I want to be near. I want to be near a person that I gain from being near. So it's not the words. And I find it cool, Yedidya, that Hashem's comfort, Avram Avinu, Hashem's Biker Chaylim, has no words. Vayera lav Hashem Hashem. You're allowed. I don't mind somebody has a question, Morty. And I don't mind if somebody's question to a Rebbe. I'm not saying, by the way, I'm going through Abshal Alter. In my own mind, Mardcha, I'm clearing a question can calm me down. I'm nervous. I'm very scared. So I don't mind doing things to calm down. I'm extremely nervous, and a question could settle me down. So I come with a question. Just I'm so afraid it's going to be awkward. We're all human. And I promise you, going to somewhere, the question, deeper, Manny's going to visit his Rebbe this Shabbos. He might think of some topic, and that's to calm him down. But his best case scenario is I don't have to do that. Right, sure, if you have, yeah. The word organic, the word natural, but the healthiest, best case scenario is I'm with my Rebbe, and whatever is on his mind, if something's on my mind, certainly we express. I'm talking about the... For sure, that's great. You have a suffix, you're on air, sure. Tremendous. And I'm not even knocking when we have a question to solve insecurity. I just want to, I may prepare a question of Shaul Alter because it might help my insecurity. But the hope is that I feel secure at the moment, then I don't need to do the trick to cure my insecurity. And come, Rebbe, Ani lomed b'yeshiva, you know, and come up with some prepared thing. That's not what I'm... The experience of being near an Adam Gadol that I admire a lot, somebody, and just to say hello and to thank him and to be bask in his presence is much more what I want. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. When somebody, and again, I'm not making fun, Martha, of the person who does that. I get it. I get it. If we're just present to our situation, and maybe we need to do that because that relaxes us. But then I want to, at least after I ask that question, get into the experience of being present. You know what I'm saying, Yedidya? I love that the example of Bikur Chaylim in the Torah has no words. I like that a lot. What Hashem said, Avram, what did he say? He came to me, Bikur Chaylim. He said everything. He said, I love you. I need you. I want you. I care about you. What did he say? But when you go when we go to Nichum Avelim, you hear like a Gadol was there that day. What did he say? What he said is Gishmak and Kedaylim. The first thing is that he was there. He was present, and he said that I care about you. Your life stopped, and your life has something. I'm applying myself. That's the most thing he said. The Bikur Chaylim is so good.
Why did Yaakov appreciate Hashem?
What'd you say? Hashem's presence is a sense of... That's a great question. Akiva asked, good. He said, when God's mevaker chayla, you have the question, why don't you heal me? That's tremendous, Akiva. Hashem being mevaker chayla is one of you. That's tremendous. I don't want to answer that question. It's too precious. I want to say... I'm going to say over because of your beautiful question, Akiva. That's fantastic. I want to say, I'm going to tell you something he would let me say. My Ashara is Avi would let me say. When I came into Avi today, he was crying, B'chiyos, and he said that I said very sharp things to Hashem in the middle of the night last night. And he was crying, B'chiyos, and we cried together. He said, I said sharp things last night. He was in tremendous pain. And he said sharp things to Hashem, and he said, I feel very bad about it. And he told me the conversation with Hashem, and I was, wow. I wasn't going to say it. Akiva asked this question that I'm sharing with the Chevra. His sharp things to Hashem increased my emunah. It was so powerful. Hashem was so real to him. Akiva asked, when God's mevaker ochayla, that's complicated. I'm sick because, you know, take this away. You have full power, like the one here, you know, you're somebody could do something about it. Everybody else's Bikur Chaylim is like, we can't do anything. At least I could say I'm with you. The Bikur Chaylim of Hashem is you have a say here. The emuna that lies in such a question, Akiva, is delightful. And the answer to that, we all agree, I'm not... I chas v'shalom to say an answer to that. That's each person's relationship to Hashem. I promise you, I didn't step in the way of Avi and God. I'd be stupid. One day, Akiva, when you get married, one day, Avila, you're going to marry a wonderful wife, and she's going to be talking to her mom or tata. Don't get involved in the relationship. It's her relationship to her mom and tata. Jacob, one day, you're going to marry a Bas Yisroel, and she's going to talk to her dad or her mom. You're talking to, and you're going to want to like, that's how you talk to, it's her and her mother, don't get involved. It's her and her mom, you don't step in there. She has a relationship, it's very dangerous. That's her relationship to her mama. You don't like try to coach, and a guy's relationship to Hashem, allow it. But I was very, very moved, Elio. The anger itself at Hashem was such a akar of Hashem. You have control, you have shaychus to it. I want to say, Akiva, that the halacha is the Gemara Daf Lamed Beis and Brachos. The halacha, we're talking today about Bikur Chaylim. Any topic about Bikur Chaylim's prayer, because we have the Ramban that the Iker of Bikur Chaylim is the prayer. And the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis and Brachos says that a person has to praise Hashem before they ask Hashem. La'olam, a person should first praise Hashem before they ask Hashem. And one of the inyanim, one of the reasons why you have to praise before you ask is important. A prayer is not like you never know. You buy a lottery ticket, you never know. Powerball's awfully going for a lot of money. Let me buy it. Prayer is not throwing up like a Hail Mary. You throw it up and, you know, one in a million, somebody might catch it. No, no, no. Prayer is the akara. Hashem is the matter asurim. You're the one who decides this. What Akiva said. Akiva said that recognizing Hashem is by the chayla's bed. Akiva said, that's awkward. The chayla's only sick because you, like Hashem, you have a say in this. If grappling with that question, that I must need this, it must be with Taivasi, Hashem's working with me, is the inyan that every chayla grapples with. And we have to grapple with that. And the reason you're supposed to praise Hashem before you ask is you're supposed to recognize. You don't just say, Hashem, you know, they're getting stuck in Gaza. Could you free them? You also have that kara that he's the only one who could free them, who's in charge of that. Who, he's the mater asurim. The shevach, the praise before tefillah, is that kara that it's all biyad Hashem and only biyad Hashem. That praise, that recognition that Hashem controls, and then coming to prayer from that place, Hashem, you're the one who orchestrates this, is behind this, and the only one. Please, can you heal me? But he's on our side, Akiva. He's on our side and cares about our best benefit. In prayer, beg Hashem, plead with Hashem, but also understand he cares and loves and wants your goodness, and grapple with the sugya that you're grappling, work with the sugya that you're working. So that's just some prayer thoughts. I wanted together, we're talking about a chayla, we're talking about a friend of ours and learning a sugya bikur chaylim. I wanted to say a kapitel tilim or two together. I'm going to give out siddurim. Hudi Avram, if we could give out siddurim and say it, he's going, the surgery is mamish as we speak. Let's say a kapitel or two together. Chevra, what's the eighth brach of Shemoneh Esrei? Eighth brach of Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is how many blessings? 19, weirdly. The 18 blessings, how many 19? That was the Lamal Shinim was added later on. So the Shemoneh Esrei means the 18 blessings have 19. It's like George Washington's white horse was purple. The 18 blessings are 19 blessings. What's the eighth one, Chevra? What is it? Rifa'enu, bless your soul. You have the first three, Das Atachainin's four, Hashivenu five, Slach Lanu six, Revan Yenu seven, and Rifa'enu eight. Why is Rifa'enu the eighth blessing? What does the Gemara Bracha say? Bris Mila. And why is Bris the Bracha for Rifua? What Shaychus? The eighth blessing is for what? So, Avram Avinu, good. Now, clearly, it is true that somebody who has a bris needs refuah, but come on, you don't buy that. You guys, you're Waterbury guys, you don't buy that. What? The bris meal, Avram had a bris and needed refuah, which he is right, but come on, like, that just happens to be. Why is bris meal and refuah and very exact that Rifa'enu is the eighth, which speaks about Rifua? Perhaps we could suggest, Trevor, perhaps we could suggest that the bracha and the prayer for the healing of the body, 8 represents higher than the body. The 7 represent the teva of our world. 8 in number is lamala min ha-teva. 7 is nature. Give me a couple of things that are 7 that show 7 is nature. I want 3 things. You did your 1? 7 days of the week. Good one. Another 7? Another 7? Shemitah's nice. Another 7? 7 notes of music, obviously. 7 notes. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So 7 is teva. 8 is higher than teva. And when we dive in for refuah, whenever we speak about the body, the importance of the body and the celebration of the body is the body as shaychus to something higher. The body is something. What's the first bracha of the day that we speak about the human body? It's the one of the first things a Jew says every day. Asher yatzar. And how do we went? And asher yatzar sadam b'chachma, the wisdom of the body. How does it end? Umafli lasais. Hashem does a pella. What do the Rishonim say? What's the pella? The body is attached to the soul. Whenever the value, we value a Jewish body because it connects to eternity. The physical connects to the eternity. As Shaychas is eternally relevant. So the bracha cool for the body is the 8th bracha. Refa'enu Hashem, our bodies matter. Our bodies matter. And the bracha for the body is the 8th bracha. The 8th is milah, is the mark on our body that we're shayach to Hashem, that the body is shayach to something higher. On the most physical place in the body, we have an ois, al brischa shechasamta, that we're shayach to something higher. So it's cool, the prayer for the healing of the body, for this safety, for the comfort of the body, is the 8th bracha, is so cool. There's so many endless wisdom in our siddur. Our siddur comes from the last prophets wrote our siddur, and there's endless depth. There's a very big reason that Rifa'enu is 8, that it's the number of bris milah, which signifies that on our body is shayach to something more, to Hashem, which is the very number 8. Is there something more than teva? The teva brings us to a higher place and connects to a higher place. So I would like to say a kapitel tillim that speaks about the shminis, the 8th, higher, that we're shayach to something higher. Everybody could turn to kapitel vav. Kapitel vav we're going to start with, for Avram ben Dvarev. Avi Friedman's having the surgery as we speak. We're going to say this kapitel tillim for Avi. Lav natzeyach v'neginos ala shminis mizmar l'David. Adoina yal ba'apcha seichicheni v'albcha mosicha siyasireini. Chaneini adoinoi kulum la'aloni rifa'enu, rifa'eni adoinoi kinivalu atzomoi. V'navshi nivalomoi v'ato adoinoi admosai. Shuva adoinoi chalsa navshi yoshieni l'ma'an chasdecha. Ki ein ba'ma v'zichrecha b'sha'ol miyodelach. Yogati ban chasi ascheh b'chol layla mitasi b'dmasi arsi amseh. Ashishami kaseini asaka b'chol tzayri rai. Suru mimeni kopale yaven ki shama adonai koil b'chye. Shama adonai tchinasi adonai tfilasi yikach. Yevayishu v'yibalu mai kaloi v'yashuvu yevayishu raga. One more capital we'll say is Kuf Mem Beis. Maskil David B'yaisai B'amara Sefila. Koi li ala doino yezak, koi li ala doino yez chanan. Esh boik lefanov sichi, tsarasi lefanov agit. Bisatei v'lai ruchi v'ato yodata nesiva si, boi rachzu alech tom nufach lich. Habet yaminu rei v'ein li makir, avad manois mimeni, ein doirei shlin nafshei. Zaakti eilecho adoino, yamarti atomachsi, chelki b'yaretz hachayim. Hakshiv el rinasi ki daloi simioit, hatilein meiroit fai ki amitzo mimene. Hoitzia mimaskir nafshi loidoi seshemecha biyachtiru tzadikim ki sigma lalai. Mishaberech avisera Abram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dovru Shloimeh v'yivarech v'yirapes achoyle Avram ben Devoira b'avur shebnei yeshiva mispallim b'avuroi b'schar zakosh baruch yimalei rachmim olav lach limoi l'rafoisoi ulach zikoi ulach ayoisoi v'yishlach loi meher refuah shloimeh nashamayim l'rmach evarav v'shisagidov b'soich shahar choyle Yisrael for us and ever for us our goof, hashdo bagalov is man kariv, v'noimar, amen. I'm excited, chevra, that in a couple of hours, I'm having this chus with Rai Brownstein, together with Jacob and some of the other chevra, to go to Eretz Yisrael, and specifically to visit our chevra there. I'm excited to report, there's constant advancements in this space medrash. Of growth, of ruchnias, of aliyah, and I'm excited, guys. Rav Ezi described when he was there, people wanting reports. They want to hear. They want a description. I'm going to tell the guys that Yedidya is back in yeshiva. I'm going to tell the guys in Eretz Yisrael. I'm really excited to report back to the chevra about the goings on. Avi, I'm going to report the goings on. It's exciting to see the guys sitting in Eretz Yisrael growing, and I hope to come back with reports to the Chevra here to give Avram reports back about his friends in Eretz Yisrael, how they're steiging and growing. It's always remarkable to go to Eretz Yisrael and see it. I've told the Chevra one of the things that yearly, and we'll see if it hits me this year, but yearly hits me, our guys find people, Rebbeim, leaders, and Mashpiyim, and Chavrusas, I'm always amazed how Hashem brings people to where they need to go. When I come back, we're going to have a process in Yeshiva. Right when we come back, we're going to start handling Eretz Yisrael with the Chevra. And we're going to have an Eretz Yisrael night where we're going to share with the guys. We're going to ask different people in Yeshiva to share about the different yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. And we're going to try as best as we can to think of the places that are best for each guy and to try to prepare. It always, the later we could do it in yeshiva is always better because guys are growing. I also don't want the year to be about next year. I think that's a dangerous for any growing person. Every year should be about the year you're engaged in. When a guy's in Eretz Yisrael, Shana Aleph, and it becomes this whole discussion about Shana Bet, Shana Bet about Shana Gimel and Shana. I think always the altar of Nevardik was huge on this, and my Rebbe said this a lot. He said, give up 1,000 tomorrows for one today. People are always busy with tomorrow. Busy. Successful people are busy today. Sharnoichi Mitzavcha Ayoin, now, here, present. Very unsuccessful people are busy with tomorrow. Now, that being said, a person has to prepare. There's Ezel Chachma Raya Sanoila. There's a time to prepare. I don't want to get stuck there. We'll think about it, we'll express, but we're coming. This year is not like being given up. It's a good thought. It's good to know about it next year, and we have to do the preparation. If we had full capacity, we'd wait till the summer and then do it. Lemaisa, they're yeshivas, and they have cheshbainas, they have numbers, and there are other people involved in our cheshbin, people who have to know and organize and arrange. So when I come back from Eretz Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem, it will be something that we engage in yeshiva. But the main thing we're going to engage in, the main thing I want to do when I come back, is I want to get this man heated up. I want it together. We're all going to have a little break. This say the Be'ez Hashem tomorrow morning. Then there's a little bit of a longer break this Shabbos Kodesh. We come back. We want to be mechazik, the starim, be mechazik, all of us. All of our siddurim and come back and strengthen our schedules and our days. And that's the ikker thing we want to engage in, is growing and plugging in. We should all have such siyata d'shmaya. I will send, if I have rishus, Maisha, I have rishus to send warm greetings there. Thank you, Maisha. I will send warm greetings. I'll describe what Maisha is doing here. I want to hear about the chesed, the kindness, the niceness. I'll explain. David, I could send warm regards, Doves. Both Davids. David, you're going soon. When are you going?
Not now, February.
In February. They're getting you soon, too. Good. Really, I could send regards. Danny, who should I send regards? Daniel Silber, who should I send regards to?
Good. Thank you.
What? Which guy? I want one name.
I need a long name. Anyone with a very long name.
Yaakov Manila, cuz?
He has my regards a lot.
Aha, you're in touch with him, you know?
Moshe
David. Is the chassan, is he back there?
Yeah, he's there.
But he's there now?
Yeah, he's there.
Why'd you say I was the risk? The cousin, you mean it's out?
No, I mean, you can't send regards to someone you spoke to.
I mean, you just spoke to me, it's a weird regard.
No, you could. It's wrong.
Well, I mean, I could. I mean, it's two dinim.
Yeah.
It's Revezi Shalachmanis. It's Revezi's Bart with Shalachmanis. Yeah.
I love you, Rob. I was thinking of
The main. I'm going with a prayer. I want each guy there to know you're coming. We're going to have a whole mass meeting. And everybody together is beautiful, a rabbin. And will be hundreds of people who love each other and care. The danger always is that every yachid has to know they count. And my prayer in a gathering of a lot, we're talking about Beker Chaylim. Visiting the Chayla that we spoke about today is the guy who fell out. He's in the hospital. He fell out, and the chevra stops and includes, you're included too. We remember you. We know about you. We didn't just continue on. When you have a gathering of many, to make sure that every yachid counts, has a place. We're not just many people. We're a beautiful tzibur, but made up of every individual counts. I like that on our Shemais, we're starting to read Shemais, our entrance into Galus. And we're a whole group going into Galus, and all the dangers and difficulties of Galus. And Shemais really heats up the story of Galus. Shemais has the story of Galus and Geula and Shemais from the first two parshias of the Yidden. Shemais and in Va'erad already turns around, but Shemais certainly is the parsha of Galus and the heating up of Galus. A melech chadash shalayadas Yosef. Shemais starts, and the akdamah to Shemais is it says the name of every shaven, and we know the names. and it says Eila Shmais Bnei Yisrael Abad Mitzrayim. Let me tell you the names of everybody who came down. And everybody's counted as the Chashivas. Rev Johnny has been talking recently about calling people by first name. And the importance of every Chulam B'Shemais Yikro, everybody gets a name. Everybody has a name, everybody counts. I like that the beginning of Shmai starts with a count. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvul. We're counting everybody. We don't want to lose one. My analogy is a family goes on a trip and you make sure all the kids are there and everybody's accounted for, everybody's noticed. And our entrance into Golus, everybody counts. Do you realize they've been sending out of Eretz Yisrael every fallen soldier? They're counting like precisely. That's Yidden. We're a beautiful people and every soldier counts. Every soldier, and they're counting the ones we've lost are noticed and recognized, and the ones we have, we're people who care about individuals. The Goyim even noticed that they were doing prisoner exchanges. They're like one for like many. You're trading by two different Ummas. In Ummah, where one counts, in Ummah, one, come on. Yeah, by them, like there's a block, there's a group. I've always wondered, a guy is called a guy, he's called a nation. The very term a guy is a nation. Now, some say the pshat is because there's not a connection between each. So it's a guy, 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 and we're guy echad, one people. But I also wonder if there's a bechina, he's called a guy, that to a degree that the individual is not recognized. He's part of a nation, he's one of a people. And a Yid is never called a guy. We're also part of a nation, a guy echad. But a Yid is l'kulam b'shemai sikro. A person's noticed and counted and celebrated his individual importance. We went down to Mitzrayim. It speaks about the names. Reuven, Shem, we know the names. But everybody's counted, making sure they're all there. And then throughout the Golus, we count to make sure, do we have them all? You'll see Yehuda when you do family trips. You're constantly marking your kids, counting your kids, making sure they're all there. You look around, make sure we have the chevra. You count the kids constantly because it's ava, it's love. In Shemais and in the Torah, the Bnei Yisrael are counted very frequently. And the count is the chavivus and chashivus, that everybody's important. So the prayer before engaging such a trip. The danger of a beautiful group gathering, the singing could be gorgeous, the davening could be stunning, but the brachas that kol yachid v'yachid should know their chashivas, in that beautiful picture, Yosef, of the rabbinate will be stunning. We'll dance together, we'll sing, they'll be gorgeous, but my prayer is kol yachid v'yachid should know their chashivas. Eila shmois b'neis omtzraim. This is the form of our beautiful people, but our people is formed by yechidim. And Shemais is the formation in Golus, and then Ga'ul of our nation emerges. But the start is Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. We're going to form a beautiful collective people, but we're made up of individuals. And each individual counts, Jacob. Each individual is important. Johnny's Kanas means a lot to me, that Johnny's like says we have to speak more about calling guys by their individual name, not a last name. Okay, well, sure. No, Yosef, Manny, Hudi, Avi, Dani, it's first name Avram. It's first name, basically each one counts. The introduction to a parasha that's about the Golus and Geula, the formation of our people, starts with a count of individuals. Make sure it's a collection of individuals who count and matter. So that's my main prayer, setting off on the plane to Eretz Yisrael, right? Browns to myself, the Chever going, that we should be zeich in our beautiful tzibur. That's certainly a beautiful yeshiva, a beautiful matziv. We should be zeich to that bracha of account, that each one individually counts and matters in this picture. That's lacha rabbi, guys. Amen. 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 Thank you. There'll be a minyan for mincha right now.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.